640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. says a deal to release Israeli hostages is close. CBS's Robert Berger.
The deal calls for the release of about 50 hostages, mostly women and children. And in exchange, Israel would release 150 Palestinian prisoners, including women and teenagers.
Severe storms could affect holiday travel this week, with heavy rain hammering the south and parts of the east coast. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking the system.
There are wind advisories in effect from western sections of New York into western Pennsylvania, right down through West Virginia, all the way on down to the Gulf Coast.
Tornadoes are possible in Louisiana and Mississippi. The U.S. Coast Guard says an oil pipeline in the Gulf is leaking crude oil into the Mississippi River. Spokesperson Kelly Denning.
The Coast Guard continues to oversee the coordinated effort to mitigate the impact of the oil discharge.
So far, it's leaked more than a million gallons. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Small businesses are the heartbeat of our community. They bring unique products, personal service, and a sense of belonging. Small Business Saturday is just around the corner, but why?
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hearing arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's Republican legislative maps today. Lawyer Mark Gaber, arguing for the petitioners, suggests Wisconsin's political boundaries are some of the most out of proportion in the United States.
This shocks people across the country who look at this map. This is like foreign to what redistricting looks like.
A ruling is expected by early next year. The opening weekend of the 9-day gun deer season in Wisconsin was slower than last year. The Department of Natural Resources says this year's opening weekend numbers were about 16% lower than last year. Wildlife officials blame mild weather. This year's season started several days earlier than last year's. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today, the lives lost 2 years ago during the Christmas parade attack are being memorialized. Six were killed, nearly 70 suffered physical injuries, while thousands continue to grapple with enduring mental and emotional wounds.
If you think you're having a problem, get the help. And through the Healing Hearts and Waukesha Resiliency Center, you can get that help for free.
Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley was on As Goes Wisconsin this morning. As Thanksgiving approaches, the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office organized a giveaway to provide Milwaukeeans and their families with essential holiday meal items. At the MLK Park Community Center, volunteers and officials distributed 1,000 turkeys and meal kits. The annual event, which began over a year ago, has experienced substantial growth to accommodate the growing demand within the community. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Packers prepare for the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back at practice after the win over the Chargers. But from the training room, 16 players listed on the Packers injury report, 6 unable to practice. Banged up maybe, but not quitters, says wide receiver Christian Watson.
I mean, I think that we just showed it again, but what we already knew, we knew that, you know, we were fighters and we were going to keep on battling to the last second. I think Jay Love said that at the end, you know, we'd been on the wrong end of, you know, that battle, you know, a little too much this year. And it was just exciting that we came out on the right end this time and kept on fighting all the way to the end.
It's the Packers and the Lions Thursday morning at 11:30. NBA, the Bucks dominate the Wizards 142-129. Giannis with 42 points. Chris Middleton still recovering from that knee surgery at 18 points, surpassing Michael Redd. And now Sidney Moncrief for the fourth highest career scorer in team history.
You know, shout out to Michael Redd, shout out to Sidney Moncrief. To come out here and pass those legends, it means a lot.
That's the Bucks' Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 8:30 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. High of 42. 29 tomorrow night. Mainly clear. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Todd Alma Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Damn, I'm very, very excited for this Tuesday edition, the last live show we're doing before the Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
Happy Tuesday. That weekend seems like a Friday to me. Crudy, good to see you. Nate, working the board, working hard. Thank you, my friend, and our fair audience. Happy, happy Tuesday.
Well, Dominic, this date, it's a red letter day on the calendar as well. I circled it, not just because Scott Ross is coming down here to the WMDX 92.7 FM studios. Firebrand, Gemini, our friend, he'll be here soon. Not just because of Scott, but November 21st. I've circled this day on the calendar for weeks, perhaps longer, Dom. Oral arguments in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I've been eagerly anticipating this day, Dom. And the question that came to my mind: how long into the oral arguments would it take before the bad Bradley, Rebecca Bradley, just showed her true partisan stripes, just threw herself out there as full bag of Dom? How long do you think it would take?
I didn't think it would take long, Crudy, and I was right.
She went under, like my prediction. I would have thought more than virtual seconds. The no. Man just started speaking. Yeah. Now we've got some sound. We've got some sound to start the show, Dom. Nate, our very capable producer, is going to help us out here. Nate, pull the sound and play a little bit of the sound. Let's start. I'm sorry. I'm looking for the numerical numbering of the sound. Well, how long, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a partisan bad Bradley, Dom? One, two, not more than three. Let's count it down. Partisanship shows in 3, 2.
Good morning, and may it please the court. The Wisconsin Constitution's redistricting requirements are not optional. Yes.
Counsel, where were you? Where were your clients 2 years ago? Because we've already been through this.
I didn't get more than three licks into my Tootsie Pop.
Oh, my. She has it all figured out. It's almost like she's prejudging the case.
You might wonder.
I mean, if you're going to go after the guy like that, didn't even get his opening statement out, didn't even take his first breath, and you jump on him like that? What? Where were you 2 years ago? Well, you don't even know the merits of the case yet, do you, Judge? I mean, you're going to let them talk first, or did you already prejudge it?
She's a little miffed.
I mean,
are we sure it's not Karen Bradley? Justice Karen Bradley? Little Karen-ish. Well, you know, thank goodness, Tom, when it came time to do questioning of litigants before the court, she, you know, she didn't fluff it up at all for Rick Eisenberg and the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty.
No, let me improve your lie,
Your Honor.
You win the rules.
Here's good Bradley correcting, perhaps, bad Bradley. Bad Bradley, the partisan one, she goes first. Play it for the people, cut two.
So I'll ask you if you consider this to be a fair tribunal that will independently and impartially consider your arguments in this case when three justices on this court ruled against your clients and a fourth justice conveyed her predetermined position on the Johnson cases by campaigning on a mantra that the maps adopted in Johnson were rigged and saying she agreed with the dissent in the maps case.
It's interesting when only one justice on this court has, in a legal writing on this case,
actually called this case rigged. Excuse me, Justice, I would appreciate the courtesy of you not interrupting me, and I would like to hear a response to my question.
I will cut a bitch.
Wow. Excuse me while I continue talking in my loaded terms about predetermined. That's quite an assumption you're making there, Justice, especially given you didn't let the opposing attorneys have more than 6 seconds of conversation before you so rudely interjected.
You know, so often we would see partisan rulings from the prior court, and it was almost like they'd gotten used to it. Like, might makes right, so whenever we say it, it's true. This seems like a very troubling time in the bad Bradley's life. What is it, Karen? Oh, no, I'm sorry, I get that wrong.
Yes,
I think she's really
apologize to all the Karens out there.
I think she's really struggling with this newfound, you know, sort of judicial minority she finds
minority
herself
status
in.
Yeah. Life's a bitch sometimes,
and it's like she feels like she's being discriminated against in her ideology in some way, shape, or form, Tom. Well, you know, I was encouraged. I did see the coverage over at The Guardian, if I understood it. They were claiming, at least through their headline and their reporting, Dom, Wisconsin Supreme Court appears poised to strike down legislative maps and end Republican dominance. I like that headline.
That's a great headline.
I
want to read it again. Can I read it again?
Okay, yeah, you read it.
TheGuardian.com. Wisconsin Supreme Court appears poised to strike down legislative maps and end Republican dominance. Subheadline, decision from four liberal justices in lawsuit could eliminate some of the most gerrymandered districts in the United States.
Do you see the little above the headline, little red headline, Dom? I think you should also read that one.
Oh, that's the fight for democracy.
Small d democracy.
Yes, small d democracy, yes. That's what we're doing. We're fighting for democracy in Wisconsin.
Because, of course, if it was big D democracy, you know, like the Democratic Party, they'd be telling Justice Protasiewicz, she must recuse. Of course, they're telling her that now. Are they not?
Apparently, I'm sure we'll see. But apparently, according to the reporting of Jesse Poyen at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, did not play Justice Protasiewicz a big role today in this hearing.
Here is how the Guardian is reporting it, at least a little bit of the reporting thereof, Dom. The Wisconsin Supreme Court appeared poised to strike down the current maps for the state legislature after 3 hours of oral arguments on Tuesday, a decision that could end more than a decade of Republican dominance and eliminate some of the most gerrymandered districts in the United States. Hallelujah, if that is indeed the ruling they conclude to, Dom. Now, the four liberal justices on the court all seem ready to embrace an argument from the challengers in the case, Clark v. Wisconsin Elections Commission, that the maps violate the state's constitution because they include more than 70 districts. It was unclear, however, how the justices would handle the redrawing of the map and whether it would immediately order elections for the entire legislature next year in new districts. Yes. That is the hope of many, right, Dom? Now, Wisconsin voters elect 99 assembly members every 2 years, but only half of the 33-member state senate would normally be up for elections next year. Much of today's oral argument focused on how to impact the definition of contiguity in the Wisconsin Constitution. The document mandates that assembly districts be bounded by county, precinct, town, or ward lines to consistent of contiguous territory and be in compact form as practicable. It says the state senate district shall be comprised of convenient contiguous territory. Despite that requirement, 75 of the state's 132 legislative districts, 52 in the state, 54 in the state assembly, and 21 in the Senate contain at least one detached piece.
Detached seems like opposite of contiguous. I'm just saying.
That would
be. I'm no lawyer here, Crudy, but it just seems like that those two are like exactly opposite.
Now, Dom Taylor Meehan, an attorney for the legislative Republicans, argued that districts had long been considered to be contiguous as long as they kept towns, counties, and wards whole. In Wisconsin, localities have annexed discontiguous, disconnected parts of land that have resulted in strange shapes. You can define contiguity as strictly or as loosely as you want, she said. That's the tail leading the dog. I'm pretty sure we're supposed to look at the definition to determine what the law is, according to Jill Karofsky, a liberal elected in 2020, who asked some of the most, let's call them, pointed questions, Dom. And the good Bradley, Justice Ann Walsh Bradley, another liberal on the court, said history from the time of Wisconsin's Constitution led her to believe that it was unconvincing that contiguous could mean something other than physical contact. No contiguous touching, Dom. No touching me.
Oh, okay.
Dom, Mark Rayberry, lawyer for the nonprofit Campaign Legal Center, who represented some of the challengers, also said that it was possible to draw physically contiguous districts that included the detached portions. There's not a single place in Wisconsin that it's not possible to build districts with county, town, and ward lines and to be 100% contiguous.
I'll jump in here just a bit more, Crudy. In 2011, Republicans drew districts for the state legislature that were so distorted in their favor that it made it impossible for them to lose their majorities. Last year, the state Supreme Court implemented new maps that made as little change as possible from the old ones, but lawmakers and the state's Democratic governor reached a redistricting impasse. The court's liberal wing seemed unsettled on how they would proceed with a potential remedy to fixing the maps. State election officials have said they would need a new map in place no later than March 15th of 2024 for use in next year's elections. The justices asked all the lawyers in the case on Tuesday to submit the names of nonpartisan map makers who could serve as a special master to advise them in coming up with new maps. The request signaled the court was aware of the need to move quickly if they are going to strike down the map.
Map maker, make me a map?
Yes, please.
With alacrity, do it quickly.
And make them contiguous.
What about this bad Bradley? Does she not have
Where shame? Were you 2 years ago, Crudy? We were talking about this already. Where were you then?
Well, it's right here on the radio.
Why didn't you answer me, Crudy? I'm talking to you. Where were you then?
You know, the last guy that
did this is very important. She's been here 2 years ago.
Come back. More of the greatest radio show ever. Your phone calls and Scott Ross soon. 844-96-PARTY. You're taking money from somewhere else.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
The big and tall of political talk. The devil's advocates.
We are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Stick around, our pal Scott Ross. He's going to join us in studio in Madison at 4:30.
It's going to be a fun day because I've also got a fine comedian joining me from the comedy club right downstairs. You know, right downstairs here on State Street, coming up to the WMDX studios. His name, Kevin Bozeman. I was watching some of his stuff on the YouTubes last night. Funny guy. Yeah. Apparently, stuff. His tradition, Dom, he does a pre-Thanksgiving Day show at the comedy club. You know, sort of his tradition. Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Not everybody wants to get home to see grandma. Right. See grandpa pull my finger. You know, there's some people, some of us would like to avoid this holiday season.
Yes, some families don't want to spend that time together, perhaps want to go out and have a good time.
So a comedy club show on a Wednesday night could be a fun time. Now, Dom, I had a different sort of time today, and I was visited by Santa Jeff, and that was a good part. That was the good part of the day. Jeff, one of our frequent texters, he's the kid I punched on the bus way back in high school. Thought he was messing with me. It was another kid, but he bore the brunt and got the punch. But we've become friends, you know, water under the bridge this many years later.
Wow. And Jeff, making friends and influencing people.
Santa Jeff so generously brought me two bottles of booze.
You? What about me?
Well, you don't believe them. So they must be for me. Both
I believe
of them.
In Santa. If Santa brings me booze, I believe it.
I know you believe in tequila.
You know, kids, if you don't believe in Santa, he's not going to bring you anything. So, of course, even to this day at, 21 and 18, they claim they still believe. I don't know if they do.
Dom, do you believe in holiday miracles?
Do I believe in holiday miracles, like miracles that only happen on the holidays, or that just generally happen like a Wednesday,
like a preceding the holiday miracle? Like I feel like I had a little brush with a holiday miracle today.
Yeah,
because the other stopper buyer, not the comedian, he's coming later. Not Scott Ross, he's coming soon.
Santa Jeff,
not Santa booze. Jeff. He brought the booze.
Thank you, Santa Jeff, I'll hopefully have some left next time we roll into town.
Don't count on it. But there was one other visitor in the Crudy life in a conversation, long form, the anticipated, didn't say eagerly, the anticipated conversation with CJ has occurred.
Oh,
we put it on. We put it on tape, Dom.
You laid down some tracks, did you?
We did. And it's going to play out in lieu of, you know, our absence on Thanksgiving Day. We'll be spending time with our respective families, but we're going to have a miraculous conversation between Crudy and CJ. And you all know CJ, he's been banned from the network. He was elected 2022 douchebag of the year right here on the greatest radio show ever. Not so much that we put him up for the award, as the audience did.
Yeah, audience. I mean, that.
But, and then elected him.
They did. It was the audience, and we stand by our audience.
So I did question, you know, why would a man put himself through this sort of public ridicule, as you do, CJ? And, you know, that's how it started. Buttering him up and all that kind of stuff, Dom. But in case you were wondering, you know, what sort of a failed exercise this thing turned into.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm wondering.
Because, you know, I've had high expectations that I could break him down, that I could find the humanity behind the trolling on-air radio character that is CJ. I just felt like I've seen little glimpses of it. I could pull it out of him. And Nate was here. I think I did a good job. Good enough. Good enough for radio work. Good enough for Thanksgiving. No one's going to listen anyways. But it's going to play out.
Hey, man, WBA Awards, man. Best interview of the year. Bringing the people together. This could be the ticket, baby.
I would like to say this will set the bar for a civil conversation between a reasonable human being and a Trumpster.
And CJ. Oh.
Still going to vote for Trump if Trump's the nominee. Still going to vote for Trump. Big fan of our show, though. Has been for a decade or more.
Yeah, I know, man.
Still making the claim he got the very first T-shirt we ever gave away. But you ordered those. You said those were pretty thin and didn't last very long.
Those were pretty thin.
Well, for those looking for a little holiday miracle and a reason to tune in to the greatest radio show ever this Wednesday, or pardon me, Thursday. Thanksgiving's always on a Thursday, right? This Thursday.
Yes.
After the Packers crush the Lions, that'll be my little Thanksgiving miracle. A little of Crudy and CJ. And I want to give you a little flavor of how it ends. Just in case you think there's nothing redeeming about this interview, and there's very little redeeming, but there's a little, there's something there.
There's something there?
Nate, let's just play how it ended. I gave CJ the last word, if you will, Dom, and the last word was so. Play it.
Thank you for this opportunity, Crudy, and God bless you and your family. And all your listeners, I hope they have an amazing holiday, Christmas, Thanksgiving, because we truly are blessed to be in the Star Spangled Banner country. So.
And that's where it ended. Nate, being a fine producer, said, I could clip off the so. I'm like, I don't want CJ taken out of context.
Well, there was no but. That was just the end of the statement. I mean, that seems like a very nice.
I might have interrupted after the so. Like, yeah. So that's all I got to say is what I assumed. You know,
that's all I got to say about that. So, okay. And I know you're going to tease it. We're not going to play the whole thing. You're going to listen on Tuesday, of course, when you win
Thursday.
The WBA Award. Sorry,
you
Thursday,
also don't know what day Thanksgiving
WBA
is.
Awards, Rudy. First nomination for sure. Are you convinced it was worth your time? Are you convinced this is something that could lead to something else? Or are you convinced that this was a worthwhile endeavor?
I would like to think it is perhaps a demonstration and communication excellence that all could model and follow. You know, like, I set the bar. So yeah. You can talk to your Trumpster uncle this Thanksgiving and go, God, if only I could do it like Crudy does it. And that is in a human way. And I let him ramble at various times. I knew he was rambling. We're all
subject to rambling. Human way. I mean, what does that mean in a human? We're all human, man. So can you be a little more specific in what you mean by that?
Nate, be my witness here. I got a witness. I almost made him cry. He did become very choked up and emotional. Now, I did have to go tap some emotional well items, rub some onion in his eye. But no, I think he was very human. I think we found three or four different things we agreed on. Major policy points down. I'm going to tell you, he and I could solve the immigration policies of this nation. But that would take at least another hour. And, you know, one's all I got. Come back with us, Scott Ross. He's got at least 30 minutes for us, I hope. Yeah. More Devil's Advocates. It's going to get funner up in here. It's the funnier, fun hour with Scott Ross.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court hearing arguments today in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Marquette University's John Johnson says the court will decide if so-called islands outside district borders are constitutional.
So they proposed a map that kept municipalities in a single district, even when the municipality was composed of pieces that didn't all touch each other.
Johnson spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Dollar General stores in Wisconsin will pay $850,000 after an investigation of inaccurate price tags at stores across the state. The discount chain also agrees to accuracy checks every 90 days, but is not admitting to breaking any laws. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. During a pursuit that spanned the city after a carjacking, a Waukesha police officer was injured and four squad cars were damaged. The incident marked the end of a crime spree Sunday that began when two men attempted to steal a running Acura in a driveway in Waukesha. Police have withheld information regarding the names and ages of the people involved, except for confirming that they are not from Milwaukee. Both suspects are currently in custody. Following the Main Street Parade Memorial dedication, there will be an opportunity to participate in the Waukesha Strong Community Tile Project. By engraving a clay tile at the Clark Hotel, you can contribute to the commemorative display and demonstrate support for the Waukesha community. The engraved tiles will eventually be installed on a wall at the Parade Memorial in Greedy Park. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Packers prepare for the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back at practice after the win over the Chargers. But from the training room, 16 players listed on the Packers injury report, six unable to practice. Banged up maybe, but not quitters, says wide receiver Christian Watson.
I mean, I think that we just showed it again, but what we already knew. We knew that, you know, we were fighters and we were going to keep on battling to the last second. I think Jay Love said that at the end, you know, we'd been on the wrong end of, you know, that battle, you know, a little too much this year. And it was just exciting that we came out on the right end this time and kept on fighting all the way to the end.
It's the